You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Welcome to Digging Deeper, a podcast on Money Control. This is Sheetal, and let's begin this podcast with a home truth.
The Deep Dive podcast series.
Travails of an Incomplete Man.
Life is more devastating than fiction, and well, this is a given, but sometimes the two collide in an astonishing manner, and it's hard to tell where life ends and fiction begins. Hindi film aficionados will remember Avatar, a 1983 family drama directed by Mohan Kumar. Now, this film was a stray hit during a rather bleak period in actor Rajesh Khanna's career, and it struck a chord with a certain generation of filmgoers because Khanna played a patriarch who, after spending all that he had on his children, is left out in the cold with nothing to his name. In a key scene, he admonishes another retired father for being sacrificial because, as he says, if you keep nothing for yourself, you will live to regret it. Sometime last year, retired tycoon Vijaypat Singhania said something similar. Vijaypat was possibly also the inspiration behind Raymond's Complete Man, who in multiple ad campaigns showed us that power without love was nothing. But when it came to Vijaypat's own life, the realization that the opposite may be true came a bit late. Vijaypat, embroiled in a property dispute with his son Gautam Singhania, sent a message in 2017 to parents and stated with bitter poignancy, and we quote, "Love your children and care for them, but don't love them so much that you're blinded," unquote. As is common knowledge, in 2015, Vijaypat had handed over his shares worth over 1,000 crore rupees to his son Gautam Singhania. Now, he has little to his name, even though the company he founded is worth more than 6,000 crore rupees. In a rather moving interview to NDTV, the man in his late 70s in 2017 said, and we quote again, "In the 79 years of my life, I'd never thought I'd have to take a family dispute to court after giving away everything I had and that I wouldn't even have a roof over my head," unquote. Worse was to follow, but we're getting ahead of ourselves. At the heart of the dispute, what brought things to this sorry pass? Well, central to this dispute is the majestic JK House, a family-owned 36-story redeveloped property in Malabar Hill in Mumbai. According to the senior Singhania, post the voluntary surrender of his tenancy, Gautam has kept him out of his share to get extra floor space from the municipality. As a result, he, as in Vijaypat Singhania, was forced to opt for a rented accommodation and now wanted reimbursement for the rent money, which was a steep 7 lakh rupees at the time when the NDTV report was filed. The matter reached the court, though Vijaypat had said at the time, and we quote again, "I had never dreamt that I'd have to take my son to court for the fulfillment of the promises that he had made to me in writing and then decided to back out because of his greed," unquote. The Bombay High Court, too, regretfully observed that matters such as these should never reach the court and the family should have worked towards a conciliatory agreement. According to a Mumbai Mirror report published in 2017, Vijaypat had filed a petition in the Bombay High Court saying he wasn't handed over the possession of a duplex in the redeveloped 36-storey JK House on Malabar Hill, despite repeated reminders to the property's owner, Raymond Limited. JK House was unveiled in 1960, and we quote from the Mumbai Mirror piece, "Four duplexes in the building were later handed over to a Raymond subsidiary, Pashmina Holdings. In 2007, the company and the occupants decided the structure will be redeveloped. As per the deal, Vijaypat and Gautam, Veena Devi, the widow of Vijaypat's brother Ajaypat Singhania, and her sons Anant and Akshaypat, will get a 5,185 square foot duplex in the new building on a payment of 9,000 rupees per square foot." Already, Veena Devi and Anant have filed a joint petition, while Akshaypat has submitted a separate petition in the Bombay High Court staking claim to a duplex each, unquote. In this imbroglio, Vijaypat, in a petition, accused Gautam of what he has called, and we quote here, high-handed conduct, and cited a police complaint to substantiate his point. Vijaypat claimed that two Raymond employees, Jitendra Agarwal and R.K. Ganeriwala, who handled his property and bank documents and personal files, had gone missing at Gautam's behest, leaving him with no access to documents. We quote from the petition, "Agarwal and Ganeriwala handled Vijaypat's income tax returns, checkbooks and other bank documents, personal files, investment documents and wealth tax related papers. All of a sudden, they stopped responding to his calls and messages earlier this year, after which he approached the police as the two had become untraceable for him. It is now becoming apparent that this was orchestrated by Gautam Singhania in order to harass and pressurize the petitioner, who is 78 years old and who recently underwent an open-heart surgery, unquote. According to Mumbai Mirror, Vijaypath had approached the Ballard Estate Police when Agarwal and Ganeriwala went missing. As per the report, Vijaypath accused Gautam of occupying area far more than what he was entitled to in the redeveloped JK House. Vijaypath said that this was in gross violation of the Tripartite Agreement Clause, according to which no occupant should be given preferential treatment. He further alleged Raymond Limited had not even responded to his and other litigants' offer of making payments to take possession of the duplexes. The Mirror report also stated that the veteran industrialist had quoted another clause from the tripartite agreement, which purportedly said occupants of the JK House would be provided with alternate accommodation while the building was being redeveloped. We quote Vijaypath, "After vacating JK House, I was residing at Kamla Cottage in Juhu. However, I had to vacate that property as well, following a separate litigation involving the family's three branches in Kanpur, Kolkata and Mumbai. I then rented a row house at Grand Paradi Building on Nepean Sea Road for 7 lakh rupees a month. I wrote to Raymond Limited in July of last year to reimburse the rent, but there hasn't been a response," unquote. Gautam Singhania had at that time stated that he would reconcile with his father provided he stopped being led by vested interests and kept such elements out of the terms of settlement. He also made some generic statements about conflict of interests and wearing two hats, personal and professional, and about his loyalty to the credibility of the Raymond's brand. But at the heart of his argument was a belief that a wedge had been driven between him and his father by others. He had told NDTV, and we quote, "As far as my father is concerned, I will do whatever it takes that is in my power to resolve the issue. At the end of the day, he's my father and he's old. I would want that at this age, he ought to lead and enjoy a comfortable life doing whatever he feels like and let his son earn the money," unquote. The father, however, has repeatedly called out what he thought was arrogant and dishonest behavior on the part of his son. Any resolution seems far away now, as the dispute has traveled from personal to the professional arena. From bad to worse. The dirty family linen is unfortunately now being wrung even further and put out to be bleached and to dry in full public view. Recently, Vijaypath Singhania was removed as chairman emeritus of the family-run Raymond Group. Things spiraled out of control following a series of complaints that Vijaypath Singhania wrote to the company secretary about and the board as well, registering his thoughts about being kept out of the thick of things and also out of key board meetings. On the 7th of September, Thomas Fernandez, who's Raymond's director secretarial and company secretary, wrote a letter in which he objected to what he called unparliamentary and derogatory language used by the senior Singhania in his letters and also asked him to stop using the title of chairman emeritus. The sacking of the man who had founded Raymond's in any case could not have been done amicably, but this sent shockwaves across business circles and obviously shook Vijaypath as well, who asked for proof that the board had decided to sack him. Significantly, it has been subtly conveyed in this exchange that the company is not in any way concerned with a family dispute between father and son and puts the blame of this drastic measure upon Vijaypath and his behavior. The letter stated, and we quote, "Considering the aspersions cast against the board, the company and the chairman and the managing director, including repeated unparliamentary language, the board has decided to withdraw the title of chairman emeritus post your vacation of office as a director. You're hereby advised to refrain from using or attempting to use the title of chairman emeritus henceforth, including levying your claim on this as alleged by you in your letter, since this could invite legal consequences in future," unquote. That the company and the man at its helm, Raymond Chairman Gautam Singhania, are being extra watchful of what the old man may come up with next is obvious, with the former's attempt to seek an injunction against a book that Vijaypath is writing. The court, though, has for now rejected his application seeking the injunction against the book. In a suit that was filed on the 25th of September this year, Gautam had sought to stop the book, alleging that its contents were defamatory to him. The publishers and Vijaypath's lawyers have argued that since the book was still in the making, it was premature to accuse it of a slant. The book, not without a sense of irony, has been tentatively titled The Incomplete Man, in an obvious reference to the company's tagline, The Complete Man. Trivial Pursuits. That a company known for its spotless entrepreneurial record is embroiled in what seems like a petty squabble is stuff that soap operas and, yes, family weepies from the 80s are made of. But, well, we're dealing with cold reality here. In a letter addressed to the board on the 30th of August, Vijaypath had called out what he believed to be were his son's maneuvers to get him removed from the company, and also blamed him for not returning various cherished collectibles like his Padma Bhushan medal, art and photographs. He also pointed out, like a beleaguered Shakespearean figure, that the directors, now firmly on the other end of the fence, had once known him personally and were aware of his service to the company. He also added that the title of Chairman Emeritus is usually given for the span of a lifetime. He added, and we quote from multiple news sources, "I'm not aware of what harm I've ever caused to Raymond for being so appallingly treated," unquote. Gautam Singhania, talking to Mumbai Mirror, reacted to the allegations thus, and we quote, "My father does not remember where he has kept these things. I don't have any of his belongings. What will I do by holding these things with me? I'm pained to see my father behaving this way. If he has a problem, I'm ready to sit across with him and sort all his problems. But so far as the company's functioning is concerned, I have nothing to do with him not being the chairman emeritus anymore. It was the decision of the board, and the board must have its reason to do whatever they did. I have no role to play in it," unquote. Family disputes. Acrimony on home turf is not really new to the Singhanias. Last July, three groups of the Singhania family in Mumbai, Kolkata and Kanpur settled a nine-year legal dispute over shares and properties, according to Mumbai Mirror. We quote, "According to the settlement finalized by a Supreme Court-appointed arbitrator, Vijaypath and Gautam were asked to hand over Kamla Cottage in Juhu to the Kolkata group of the family, while the Kanpur group was to hand over possession of four properties to Vijaypath and Gautam. As part of the settlement, the Mumbai group will get 23.4 crore rupees, while the Kanpur group will get 22.71 crores, unquote. The wrangle over JK House has also been persistently contentious. Where it all began. The beginning of one particular squabble, though, can be traced back to February of 2015, when, as we said before, Vijaypath decided to gift his 37.17% stake in Raymond, worth almost 1,041 crore rupees, to his son Gautam. Then, Vijaypath's four grandchildren, through his estranged son Madhupathi, filed a court case claiming right to the Raymond brand, ancestral properties, real estate and other movable and immovable assets, reports the Mirror. The children said their parents had no right to enter into any agreement on their behalf and relinquish their claims. Aftershocks. While that story continues to unspool, Raymond, one of India's largest clothing brands, saw its share price dip by 4.4% when reports began to circulate that Vijaypath Singhania had been sacked from his position as the group's chairman emeritus. As Business Today put it, and we quote, "The man credited with building the brand and father to the current chairman and managing director of Raymond Limited was reportedly informed of his removal in a letter," unquote. While Gautam in public has maintained the stance that he has no ill will towards the family patriarch, he's also been adamant that the JK House apartment can't be handed over to Vijaypath because the company's shareholders have not approved the transfer. He also constantly cites vested interests who, according to him, have misguided his father. Glory days. In the end, regardless of the legal resolution of the disputes between father and son, what we are left with is a sour aftertaste of an almost, as we said before, Shakespearean tragedy. The 80-year-old man, now being called forgetful and misguided, was at one time not just the force behind the Raymond Group of Clothing and Textiles, but also a former sheriff of Mumbai and a keen aviator with a flight experience of over 5,000 hours. He still holds the world record for highest altitude gained traveling in a hot air balloon. He achieved this feat at the age of 67. Singhania also holds a world record for his solo microlight flight from UK to India in 1998. Among his other achievements is a gold medal he won in 1994 in the Fédération Aéronautique Internationale Air Race, covering a distance of 34,000 kilometers spanning 24 days. For this achievement, he was also conferred the rank of Honorable Air Commodore of the Indian Air Force. He was also honored with the Padma Bhushan, the third highest civilian award by the Government of India. In March 2007, he was nominated to be the chairman of the Governing Council, IIM Ahmedabad, succeeding N.R. Narayan Murthy. The man who once wrote An Angel in the Cockpit, a riveting account of his journey from the UK to India on a microlight aircraft in 1988, is now writing The Incomplete Man. That goes to show that you can never tell. Yes, you can never tell how a story will end or muddle itself after a glorious start and a triumphant middle.
This has been a Digging Deeper podcast, and you have been listening to Money Control.